morning, boys and girls. If you'd like to come down. Right, now I wonder who we're going to look at this morning.
Oh, yes.
I think you should all know who this is. Who might this be? Mr. Strong, that's right. You can see why he's called Mr. Strong, because he's so big, isn't he? Look at those rippling muscles. Just look at him. Look at that six-pack he's got. Mr. Strong. And he's able to do amazing things. He's stronger than all the other Mr. Men characters. He's able to lift almost anything. He could lift you boys and girls above his head easily with one hand, because he's Mr. Strong. I wonder if we've got any strong boys and girls here this morning. You're looking strong. Let's have a look at you. Now, let's see your muscles.
Look at those muscles.
Oh, yes, something there. We've got some strong boys and girls here this morning. And you know, there's a program I love to watch every Christmas on television. It's a competition called The World's Strongest Man. Have you ever seen it? And they have big, strong men from all over the world to compete for the prize of being the world's strongest man. Do you know, they've got big muscles, amazing. And they're able to do incredible things. Do you know, they have to lift up these huge boulders, bigger than you or I. And they put them on their shoulders, and they run, and they put them on a wall. And then they have to run back and get the next one. Do you know, some of them are so strong that they're able to pull a lorry along the road with a rope over their shoulder. There they are, pulling this lorry. And some can lift up a car with their bare hands and put it down again. Isn't that amazing? And they're looking to be the world's strongest man. I wonder who is the world's strongest man. We read of a Mr. Strong in the Bible, don't we? Can you think of a strong man in the Bible? He's the man who had long hair, and his name begins with the letter S. It was Sam, not Uncle Sam, Samson. And he was a strong man, wasn't he? Do you remember when God's people were captive by the Philistines and they were cruelly treated by them? God raised up Samson as a great deliverer to help his people to win the victory for Israel. But you know, even Samson is not the world's strongest man. Who do you think is the world's strongest man? The strongest man who has ever lived? Jesus, you're absolutely right. Do you know, we often don't think of Jesus as the world's strongest man, do we? In fact, many people think that Jesus was weak. They said, look at that man. People took him and they cruelly treated him. And then they ended up nailing him to a cross. And while Jesus was crucified, people made fun of him, didn't they? They laughed at him. And they said, ah, look, but he saved other people, but he can't even save himself. He's so weak. He's a little wimp. If you really are the champion of the world, if you really are the world's strongest man, if you are the king, come down from that cross and save yourself and us. And they laughed at him and made fun of him. Do you think Jesus could have come down from that cross? He could have done, couldn't he? But he didn't want to. Why did he stay on that cross? To save us from our sins, because he loved us so much. Because he wanted to rescue us from our sins. And he wanted to save us from hell. And he wanted to bring us to God's house in heaven. And so Jesus stayed on the cross. And you know what the world thought was weakness? In fact, was great strength. Because Jesus did something that first Easter time that no one else has ever been able to do. Jesus defeated death. He triumphed over death. Because Jesus died and was buried. And what happened on the third day? He rose, didn't he? That's right. He came alive again. He conquered death. No one else has ever been able to do that. Jesus said, I will rise again. No one takes my life from me. But I lay it down myself. I have power to lay down my life. I have power to take it again. And Jesus cheated death and conquered death and took his life again as he rose on the third day. Jesus is the mighty Saviour. And he's alive today, isn't he? He reigns over heaven and earth. And he reigns over his people, the church. And Jesus is so mighty that he's able to help us when we're in weakness and when we need help. That's why we can pray to him and he will come and help us. He's strong enough to be our Saviour, to save us from sin and from death and from hell, and to bring us to God's house in heaven. He's a mighty, powerful Saviour. And you know, because he is the world's strongest man, the Bible tells us that Jesus was the one in the beginning who made the world and everything in it. Just think of a powerful, strong tree. Think of the great mountains that cannot be moved. No one could push those mountains out of the way. But Jesus was the one who formed the mountains by his power. He created the trees. He put the stars in the night sky. He's so mighty. And you know, the Bible tells us that because he is the strongest man, the reason why the sun and the moon don't fall out of the sky and crush us on the earth is because Jesus is holding them in position by his mighty power. Jesus is the world's strongest man.